High Bridge Audio presents The Limit, Life and Death on the 1961 Grand Prix Circuit by Michael Cannell. Read by Fred Stella. Speed provides the one genuinely modern pleasure. Aldous Huxley. In morte vita. In death, there is life. The Von Tripp's coat of arms. Prologue. They began arriving a day in advance, the loyal Ferrari following, the Tifosi, rolled up in caravans of Fiats and battered motorbikes to camp among the chestnut groves that spread more than 600 acres around the boomerang-shaped racetrack in Monza, Italy. By the glow of evening campfires, they raised cups of grappa to the great drivers, the piloti, who once thundered around the terrible banked turns of the Autodromo Nazionale, looming at the edge of the woods like a concrete cathedral. Most of those piloti were gone now. Between 1957 and 1961, 20 Grand Prix drivers died. Many more suffered terrible injuries. By some estimates, drivers had a 33% chance of surviving. In the days before seatbelts and roll bars, they were crushed, burned, and beheaded with unnerving regularity. One driver retired after winning the championship, only to die 3 months later in an ordinary car accident near his home. The survivors raced on, in spite of the ominously long death roll. Inside the Autodromo, half a dozen teams and 32 drivers warmed up for the 267-mile Italian Grand Prix, the climactic race of the 1961 season, with the spotlight focused squarely on Ferrari teammates Phil Hill and Count Wolfgang